The reason this country in the West is in the shape it's in is because the conservatives who talked a good game about doing better didn't have the balls to sit there and fight and say no. This is why you have moms going to school boards to throw this pornography out. The reason we're winning in the United States, we're not depending upon a conservative elite who are gutless and feckless. We're depending upon mothers and fathers and school boards. We're depending upon working class people who are taking their extra time to go to precinct strategy because they said, hey, we're prepared to stand and fight and not let our country be taken. And that's what's important. Everything else is just conversation. You have to have the political will and the muscle to sit there and say, they can call me a racist, they can call me a nativist, they can call me a xenophobe, a sexist, a homophobe, all of it. When they get to that name calling, that means they've lost the argument and we're winning. You've got to draw that pus, you've got to lance the boil and draw that pus out of the system. And the conservatives aren't prepared to do that. They'll curl up in the fetal position because they're not going to be acceptable with the clubs. You have to get over, you have to understand we're unclubbable and we're unclubbable and we're fucking proud of it, okay? And we're going to save our country, and eventually leaders will step up in England and come to the forefront and save the United Kingdom.
Steve Bannon's on fire. Both he and Alex Jones are making a very, very bold prediction. Donald Trump is going to win in a massive landslide come November, and they got the receipts to prove it. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, I want you to stop putting off what you know you need to do. If you have not yet secured the deed to your home, you need to click on that link below right now and protect yourself and your loved ones. I was absolutely shocked, gang, when I found out how easy it is to access the deed to my house and not just access it, but actually change it. The deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that the deeds to all our homes are now online and criminals are free to find your deed, forge your signature, refile as the new owner of your home, take out tons of loans using your home's equity. And then what do? They stick you with all the debt. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in, gang. They are simply amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected 24/7. Click on that link below right now. Use promo code TurleyTalks, and all you got to do is just enter your address in for your no-obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. It's $100 value, absolutely, totally free with my promo code TurleyTalks. Gang, seriously, do not wait for the worst to happen only to regret you didn't do something about it when you could have. Do what I've done. Do what countless patriots have done. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today. Steve Bannon was just on InfoWars the other day, and both of them, Bannon and Jones, were on absolute fire. And given that YouTube has canceled both of them, I'm not going to be able to play you any of the excerpts from the interview. You can check out the full interview on X. Thank you, Elon Musk. But the bottom line is, you heard in that excerpt from an interview in the UK earlier on, Steve Bannon sees what's happening here as a bona fide populist uprising. Remember, we talk about this often on this channel. The defining characteristic of populism is the way it reconfigures the political binary. So populism is characterized by a distinctively vertical political antagonism as opposed to a horizontal one. So instead of polarizing politics horizontally, as it normally is, right, seeing the political animus as between left versus right or liberal versus conservative, populism reconfigures that horizontal polarization vertically. Now the animus is between the people versus the political class, the ruled versus the rulers, the ordinary American versus the oligarchy. And so ironically, far from being opposed to democracy like the elite media are constantly claiming and accusing us of, populism is democracy. It's a literal outworking of the rule of the demos, the rule of the people, as opposed to a corrupt oligarchical elite. And Bannon highlighted two aspects of that vertical animosity that's rising up. He talked about how the GOP is being transformed by parents who are rising up at school boards to do the job their feckless representatives should have been doing. And in the process, the Republican Party is actually becoming, in many respects, the parent party. We saw this a few years back with Glenn Youngkin in his successful gubernatorial election in Virginia back in November 2021. Youngkin won nearly 60%, 6 in 10 voters who were self-described parents and who believed the Democratic Party had abandoned them, their kids, and their concerns. So this shift alone has the potential of turning the GOP into one of the most massive political coalitions ever seen in American politics. Keep in mind, this is changing the politics even in the bluest of blue areas like San Francisco. We talked about this before. A couple of years back, parents came out in droves in a recall effort to vote out three radical leftists on the San Francisco Unified School Board. And all three radical leftists were voted out with a 70% of the vote. So that's the first highlight of this political recalibration, the rising up of parents. But the second is what Trump did in the Bronx, right? The rally in the South Bronx. And Bannon noticed the exact same thing that our analysis pointed out the day after the amazing rally. Trump gave the exact same speech in the South Bronx as he would give in the single most rural areas of the country in, say, Wisconsin or Iowa, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. In other words, the MAGA movement is now going urban. The legacy media deliberately tried to convince the nation that Trump's rural rallies were racist. They were xenophobic. They were white supremacist dog whistles. Then Trump goes to the Bronx and he talks about the exact same issues of border security, economic security, and cultural security, the very issues that the legacy media tried so desperately to paint as racist and xenophobic. And he gets up in front of an urban, largely non-white crowd, talks the exact same way, and the people go wild. Bannon is saying here that there's no way of stopping this. This is a populist coalition that has the power to overcome the limitations of a horizontal movement, a political movement marked by left versus right or conservative versus liberal. When you redefine your politics now as a people versus the political class vertically now, there's no limit to how massive the coalition of the people can become. So that's the first major observation both Bannon and Jones were making. The second one involves something very interesting, and it's the issue known as stigmatization. And this is where Bannon went off on, you know, the feckless Republicans who are absolutely freaked out and intimidated over being called racists and bigots and homophobes and nationalists and white supremacists and the like. The left has thus far been able to use stigmatization as a weapon, effective weapon against establishment Republicans, because they fear stigmatization the exact same way a company or a corporation would, right? Stigmatization only serves to hurt their brand. But the problem here is that because we've been in an age of liberalism, liberals have the moral high ground through institutionalized control, particularly the legacy media, to effectively stigmatize Republicans into compliance. So the establishment GOP has been rendered, you know, totally ineffective, and they've been turned into controlled opposition. We see this particularly with, you know, virtually every Republican speaker since Newt Gingrich. They've been perfect symbols of controlled opposition against whom stigmatization has been effectively weaponized. What Bannon is saying here is so key. The new MAGA movement literally wears stigmatization as a badge of honor. Stigmatization can no longer be used as a weapon against a mass movement that no longer cares about being called racist, bigots, homophobes, xenophobes. In fact, we have studies now that show that stigmatization actually contributes to the growth of civilizational populism, because more and more people see civilizational populism like the MAGA movement as an effective way of pushing back and rising up against these feckless, pathetic liberals hurling insults at them 24/7. This is precisely why the Robert De Niro stunt at the Manhattan courthouse yesterday was such an embarrassing flop. All of this stigmatization that was so effective on the Republican establishment for so long now only serves to further steal the resolve of MAGA patriots who see stigmatization as a sign of weakness and fear on the part of the liberal left. And finally, both Bannon and Jones recognize that the GOP establishment is already making their moves to align themselves around Trump. So it's not just the fact that Trump is hauling in these massive fundraising totals, right? It's the fact that the likes of Nikki Haley and others are all now beginning to align themselves around him. Never Trumper media outlets like the New York Post and the Washington Examiner and Fox, they're all publishing more and more pieces championing Trump, predicting he's going to win in a blowout. And all of that suggests that they're seeing the same thing. They're seeing Trump surging in the polls. They're seeing him surging in the fundraising, surging in popularity in both rural America as well as urban America. And they know they need to hedge their bets and get on board now before it's too late. And of course, both Bannon and Jones are now warning Trump, don't fall for the siren song of the establishment. Don't fall for it. They're all on board because they don't want to be rounded up with the rest of Trump's enemies when he takes office. It's not because they're MAGA. So take it as a sign you're winning, but don't take the bait. Trump needs to be steadfast in his war against the administrative state, which means he has to keep his back turned on the establishment. If he does all of that, there's little question at this point that we're looking at an epic win in November. And even the likes of Steve Bannon and Alex Jones are seeing it. Here's your opportunity to tell big tech tyrants where they can stick it. Click on that link below and download our brand new cancel-proof Turley Talks app. And you can sign our special Declaration of Restoration. That's our petition to big tech that declares a new day is dawn. They are no longer in control and we are taking our nation back. We've already got over 1,000 signatures of courageous patriots, and yours is next. Click on that link below or go to fight.turleytalks.com right now.